Getting an update from Senator Chuck Grassley. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. President Trump is in Switzerland, and Grassley gives us a brief update there.
Let's talk a little bit about Trump being in Switzerland at the World Economic Forum. There's a lot of talk there about trade with the European Union. I'd like to thank President Trump for his administration's efforts with another trading partner, no longer a member of the European Union, and that is Britain. President Trump has been pushing Britain to use the same standards, regulatory frameworks, and accreditation bodies as the United States does. The United States has the highest regulatory standards in the entire world while allowing room for innovation and industrial growth. We have the safest, most abundant food supply on the planet, thanks in part to those regulatory standards and regimes.
Grassley says that if the United Kingdom were to adopt the U.S.'s regulatory standards,
it would allow us to more easily export our products. It would also signal to the rest of the globe that they should follow U.S. standards as well.
Another big highlight, or just in general, some big news on the week, is that the battle over year-round E15 legislation has stalled out.
Evidently, the appropriations bills that have to pass by January 30th will not include anything, but I want to thank the Midwesterners generally that are very strong E15 people. If I recall right, there's some energy council that's going to be set up with all leading to a vote on E15 by February the 25th. But this energy council is going to be led by Congressman Feenstra and other Midwestern non-Iowa Republican congressmen. And the whole idea is to overcome the obstacle from the small refinery that held up why we aren't going to have an enactment by January 30th. A lot of states that have these small refineries, their members of Congress are defending them and said there has to be greater compromise. Now, I thought that there was already compromise worked out. Everything I heard from my colleagues and from even some refineries, but it wasn't worked out, and that's halting the bill, so we don't get it now.
So this council is supposed to work for further compromises for the passage of E15.
That's got to be done by February 15th, and then there's supposed to be a vote in the House promised by February 25th. Now, I don't know whether that would go in with a bill that's being talked about in the United States Senate, second round of farm support. But I know this, that we've been told that there's going to be one and it fit in there very well. I think that Thune has been working hard as a big state that produces a lot of ethanol and knows the importance of it, particularly to Iowa, that we're going to have to continue to push hard, as he's already been pushing hard, and I'm pushing hard, and so I'm committed to working with Thune to make this round work. But I think it depends a lot upon further compromise, but also the necessity of getting another second round of ag support.
And with your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.